The following is an encore presentation of an earlier KSCO commentary broadcast. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I wrote this on February 29, 2004, and it is in part two of my book, in section United States of America. Well, isn't there always something to fill us with angst? This time, it's the gays confronting the traditionalists, and the issue is becoming more hairy, and the gays are behaving like anarchists. With the help of certain law-breaking mayors and judges, and other jurisdictions who are getting into the act, many gays are celebrating their so-called marriages. Almost everyone agrees that same-sex partners will and should have legal rights as a married couple, that is, a man and a woman. Now gays, unhappy with the wording legal partnership, want their union to be called a marriage. Since forever, marriage has been between a man and a woman, and nothing more. When children come into a marriage, they have one mother and one father, and in no way ever can two fathers or two mothers be a marriage. So it looks like there is a stalemate. There is, however, a reasonable solution. Remember Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, when Romeo said, "What's in a name? A rose by any other name would smell as sweet." To satisfy everyone, I propose that unions between gays could be called a garage with a G. That would sound the closest to the word marriage without trivializing the institution of marriage. Just change one letter, an M to a G, and if gays say the word fast enough, it sounds like marriage, even though it's not. Gays could get garried, hopefully have stable garages, and celebrate long and happy years of gatrimony together. Now, isn't that a real good King Solomon-type solution? For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.